Hello, and welcome to a special REIT Week edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and we're recording this on June 6, 2018. Today, I'm joined in New York by REIT Senior Portfolio Manager Steve Brown of American Century Investment Management to talk about some of the main REIT issues from an investment perspective. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Sarah.
Steve, let me start by asking how you would characterize REIT fundamentals at this time.
Well, REIT fundamentals have been decelerating over the last couple of years, but we're starting to see an inflection point in terms of same-store NOI. And I think that if we continue to see improvement in the economy in the U.S., that could bode well for an acceleration or an improvement in REIT fundamentals in 2019.
And at REIT Week, are there any particular themes or messages from management that you're paying particularly close attention to?
Well, there's a number of themes going on. It's because the REITs have underperformed the broader market for the last 18 months. Many of the REITs are trading at discounts to net asset value per share of, say, 10 to 15 to 20%. It is causing a lot of managers to look for, you know, what's the best capital allocation idea in terms of development, acquisition, or buying back stock. So that's a recurring theme this week.
Right. Seems like REIT valuations is a big topic. How is that impacting sentiment overall, would you say?
Well, it's twofold. One is because REITs have underperformed other asset classes over the last 12 to 18 months, it has caused the group to be shunned by many types of investors. I will say, though, that because over the last 2 or 3 months, the number of REITs have been showing up at the 52-week low list, it's attracting value investors saying, hey, these are pretty bombed out. You know, maybe it's safe to come back into REITs, even though I think interest rates may go up one or two more times this year.
And where do you see the most interesting investment opportunities right now?
Well, what we're seeing is that the impact of the tax cuts is beginning to have a positive impact on certain levels of economic activity in the United States. So we're seeing some good themes or good data points coming out of the lodging industry. Many of the hotel REITs are starting to consider raising their RevPAR guidance for 2018. And that bodes well for performance in the hotel sector.
And are there any other trends out there that you're interested in right now?
Well, we take very seriously the corporate governance trends. We're seeing active investors get more involved in REITs in the proxy season that just concluded for a number of reasons. One, obviously, is because the REITs are trading at substantial discounts to NAV. So the theme about good corporate governance, open corporate governance, and transparent corporate governance is very high on our list of things we're observing in the REIT industry right now.
Great. Steve, thank you so much for joining me here at REIT Week. And for more news and information from REIT Week 2018, be sure to visit NAREIT's website at REIT.com.
Thank you.